Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
Hi, everybody. It's Psychic Dougal Fraser. I'm the queer guy with the third eye. My show is a call-in advice show that blends New Age practice with grounded advice. Call me with questions about love, relationships, career, abundance. No topic is off limits. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis. It's all happening right now. Hey, everybody. Hi, Psychic Dougal Fraser here. Good morning on July 3rd. David and I are here in Los Angeles. Benny joins us from Seattle for the last time. I know. You know, and I said this before we went live in the air. Guys, if you haven't heard yet, we are no longer going to be on Transformation Talk Radio on Tuesdays. We will still be on CBS New Sky Radio on Wednesdays. But I just have to say, Benny, we got so many emails, you know, people privately saying, you know, I understand things are changing, but we're going to miss Benny. Aww. They like our chemistry. And I have to say, you have been so great. And you know, what's funny. I was thinking this morning, you know, for years, I've never had coworkers. I've always worked alone. You know, I've always kind of done my own thing.
Considered a coworker?
Of course you are. Yeah, you right are on. A member of the team. Are you kidding?
Buddy. High five virtual.
And there I just go. Have to say, you know, so many people don't understand, you know, there's so many people behind what we've been doing, and everyone at Transformation Talk Radio has been so great. Dr. Pat, Linda, Kim, everybody, Kamisha, I know you all are listening, and we adore all of you. And a lot of people want to know why we're making this shift. And to be honest with you, I can't completely tell you. But it's a good thing for me, and we're moving to the next level. But contractually, I thought I was going to be able to tell you this week, but I can't. But you will know soon, and it's all good stuff. You're probably going to see and hear more of me than you ever thought was necessary. Mm-hmm. But it's good stuff. So we want to have a ton of fun today and do what we do best. So guys, let's jump right into it. Anderson Cooper came out of the closet. Thank God.
Right? Drag it out long enough.
Oh, my. You know what's funny is I posted on Facebook that he finally had come out, and I was surprised how many people commented that they didn't know. And I remember the same thing with Rosie O'Donnell when she came out. Like, tons of people really didn't know. And I thought it was kind of, you know, like the worst kept secret in America that Anderson was gay. I mean, he's never shown up to an event with a spouse or a partner. He's never really talked about his personal life. And I certainly understand wanting to keep it private. But then it kind of became weird where he would do things with like Kathy Griffin. And I thought it was pretty up. First of all, I just feel like once you start hanging out with Kathy Griffin on a regular basis, you either become gay or you are gay. It's just a law of nature.
I agree with that. All those New Year's Eve specials, all those jokes she was making,
exactly.
Like, it just was so, it was alluded to all the time.
And especially with the climate of all the bullying and stuff like that, he would certainly make comments about it, but I'm really happy he did. So one of the things Anderson Cooper wrote was, the tide of history only advances when people make themselves fully visible. There continue to be far too many incidences of bullying of young people, as well as discrimination and violence against people of all ages based on their sexual orientation. And I believe there is value in making clear where I stand. The fact is, I'm gay, always have been, always will be, and couldn't be any more happy, comfortable with myself, and proud. Thank God. You know, I don't, you know, it's, I think it's personal as to whether or not you want to come out. And, you know I joke on the air about being the queer guy with the third eye, and you know, and I make my relationship with David public, but there's a reason I do that. The reason I do that is because A, I want people to become familiar with it and just have it be kind of a part of their everyday life, that you may not know someone in your family or a friend, but you've heard someone on the air or you've met them. And I think it's really important. And I was watching Good Morning America today, and this person shall remain nameless, but I was thinking of another person on there who's way gay that I think everybody knows but isn't fully out. Are you laughing?
I like the way gay.
Way gay.
So way gay.
And I guess, I guess we just kind of knew, but I think it's so important. I mean, people are killing themselves and, you know, there's still issues with it. And in our country, and aside from just our country, but in the world in general, until everybody has equal rights, I think it's really important to be honest about who you are and the life that you lead and what's natural to you in order for everyone to become comfortable with it. Another person on the Facebook page, and I kind of wanted to read this if I can find it quickly, but had made a post feeling kind of angry, like he should have done it sooner.
Well, I was going to ask about that. It seems like that's a very common thing for celebrities to sort of get a certain level of success and then they come out, yeah, as opposed to doing it at the beginning, like Ellen did it, Rosie O'Donnell.
I predicted this. Mm-hmm. I said, the sense that I got, and this may not be conscious, this is totally my opinion, but when he signed on for the daytime talk show, I got the sense that he wanted to be like a little bit more relaxed about his life. And I thought if it got renewed and if it started doing well, that he would come out. Now, he didn't come out during sweeps or, you know, it wasn't the cover of a magazine. I think he did it in a pretty...
You don't think it was done for ratings?
Star Jones was saying this morning on the Today Show, and we all know she's the voice of reason, that she thought that he was doing it for publicity. I don't think he's doing it for publicity. I think he's tired. I think he's ready to do it. I think he realizes that it makes a huge difference. And I think this was the time that he was comfortable with. And I get that. And then I also thought it was interesting, you know, he's friends with Kathy Griffin, that she wrote a response that she was really proud that he did it, but felt like he still needed to be careful if he was going to report in certain areas, you know, if it wasn't safe.
Well, that's
to be...
now a choice he has to really make.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. But I'm really proud of him for doing it. I just was shocked that people didn't know. Do you know anyone that didn't know, Benny?
It's been talked about. It's kind of like, oh, yeah, it's obvious. It's just
right?
You're waiting for that time for him to feel comfortable enough to release the information. And that's...
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like
David's
been,
right and, with the celebrity start.
And he's always photographed with his partner, because even David said yesterday, I wonder if he has a boyfriend. And I was like, of course he has a boyfriend.
I didn't know. I honestly didn't know
didn't
that
know
until I like went on the internet after this all came out. And that it's not like there's that many photos of them together. They're definitely like out on in the street,
holding hands.
Not holding
or
hands.
Anything.
And
right.
It doesn't look like they expect to be photographed in that moment.
And I do think they showed up to an award ceremony together. And I know, I think it's a fine line about being public about your relationship and then wanting to maintain, you know, a level of privacy. But I'm really, really proud of them. In other couple news, speaking of a very public relationship, Katie Holmes and Tom Cruise are divorcing. Katie Holmes filed for divorce from Cruise on June 28th, a little more than 5 years of marriage. I mean, guys, I don't know. You don't have to be psychic. I have always found in the photos, she just looks a little brainwashed.
I thought robotic, yeah.
robotic. I mean,
robotic, brainwashed.
Same. I worry about her, and I'm sure, you know, there are Scientologists right now ready to scalp me for saying this, but something just seems wrong energetically. And so now, I mean, the rumors are like
flying.
Insane.
Yes.
Basically, they're saying, and you know, we don't know if any of this is true, but speculation is service that Katie was not comfortable with Tom's commitment to Scientology, and she was worried how it would affect their daughter, Suri. It's interesting to me how that happens with parents. I see this a lot. It's almost like something shifts when you have a kid. It's like you struggle with taking care of yourself, but when you see it outside of yourself, once removed, you know, that it's going to affect your child and your baby, something snaps, right, Benny? It's like, maybe I didn't do it for them, but I don't want it, I mean, for myself, but I don't want it to happen to them. And
something
I totally
yeah,
get that.
It's something that's built in there. Although they were seeing each other for a while before they got married, though, too, so... Wasn't she already like in an obvious or knowing about the Scientology part
that's,
of him? Like
she
how
must
involved
have known.
He was?
That's the problem where it's like people have been saying that they were dating. I'm sure she was aware of it. He was well known as a Scientologist. The only thing I will say, I think, in her defense about that is from what I have heard from the outside, it's like it sounds like when you get involved with Scientology, they kind of let you know about a certain amount of information. And then the longer you are a part of it, you're maybe more privy to like, more
what's really going on.
So yeah. I think maybe is that possible after a few years, you know, she really started to see what was happening. I don't know.
And now they're saying like she's being followed. And I have known people who have been in Scientology fairly high up and left, and they have had the same creepy stuff where like people show up at their doorstep and it's just, it becomes kind of bizarre. But she's going for full custody, which is certainly a public declaration to say.
Against someone so powerful. And did you hear, I read that she filed for divorce in New York,
mm-hmm.
which I think they were talking about that on the Today Show as well, that because there's something about the laws in New York where whichever parent spends more than half the time with the child is more likely to get full custody and therefore more child support.
Yeah.
And so that was maybe...
Not that she needs the money. This is what I think is so funny, but they were releasing stuff about the prenup. She got something like $3 million a year for a man... for being married to him. That's so weird to me. But here's the creepy part. I don't know if you read this. So Tom Cruise's all three marriages, I forgot that he had been married three times, have all ended when his wives were 33 years old. Creepy.
Dude, Brian, I told that to Brian when he first came in, part of the show. I told him that our mouths both dropped.
It's weird,
it's
right?
It's bizarre.
It's the same length of marriage to the same age. And, you know, they always, you know, and you kind of have to start to wonder where there's smoke, there's fire. But there's always that rumor that his marriages are contracts and it's a certain period of time. And it's just really mm-hmm. strange. Mm-hmm. And I also think it's interesting that she fired everyone that she had been working with since she's been with him because she thought there was like a direct link.
Well, I do think that was true. When she got married, she fired her longtime agent and manager, and he apparently, Tom Cruise, hired whoever his people were for her. So her whole life was definitely like folded into his.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I was thinking, oh God, what's his name? Alec Baldwin got married over the weekend, and you know he was delighted that this Anderson Cooper came out in the same weekend and Katie Holmes got divorced,
like, awesome.
Which means I'm off. Nobody's paying attention to where I am.
Right.
He's got to be thankful for that.
Except for now, since they're listening to your show, they're now going to go back to the business about it.
Right. Yeah, because you know they all do.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, if you want to give me a call this number, this hour, my number is 1-800-930-2819. That number again is 1-800-930-2819. When we come back, guys, Justin Bieber graduates from high school. Stories to discuss. Don't forget, this is our last show on Transformation Talk Radio, but we'll still be on CBS New Sky Radio every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I'm Dougal Fraser. This is The Dougal Fraser Show. We'll be right back.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Hey guys, it's Psychic Dougal Fraser, and I've got an announcement. Starting in July, the Dougal Fraser Show will only be on Wednesday. How do you tune in? Go to NewSkyRadio.com every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Same show, I'll be taking your calls, talking a little bit of gossip, and all that good stuff. So don't forget, go to NewSkyRadio.com every Wednesday at 1 o'clock and 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I'll see you there.
Tune in to Dialogue Radio with Dr. Jeff on TransformationTalkRadio.com as the stories of the universe are revealed in this engaging and creative hit show. Mondays at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern, Dr. Jeff fills the airwaves with Dialogue Radio, an epic conversation on self, society, and sustainability. Provocative, educational, transformative, and mythic, Dialogue Radio is the place where story seeds the imagination, heals the heart, and inspires personal, social, and planetary evolution.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adele and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
To take a break earlier? Yes? Anyone? Is he prepared? He's not prepared. Oh my God, I can hear Benny. It's happening right now. I hear the music. We're connected. This is very exciting, guys. Hey guys, welcome back to the show. Psychic Dougal Frazier here. Benny playing some of our favorite bloopers and moments.
That was like from our first, like maybe our second show that happened.
Do you remember that?
Yes,
yeah, we couldn't connect and I freaked out and was like, Benny can't hear me and I don't know if any of you can hear me.
We both were freaking out. We're like, it's the start of the show. We have got a big show here. I'm trying to listen to four different people in my ears. Like literally, it was a nightmare, but we got you going.
We got it going.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Hey guys, don't forget if you're listening in Seattle, I will be in Seattle soon. I didn't even talk about our trip with Danielle McKinnon. We were just in Mountain View, California. It was such a great event. It was so much fun. We had such a great turnout. Super, super fun. But I'm going to Seattle next on July 13th, Friday the 13th. I will be doing a talk at the East West Bookshop. You can call to get tickets now. I'm pretty sure they're almost close to sold out, so you are going to want to call. And then on Saturday, I'm doing a workshop. Last time I checked, which was 10 days ago, they had 4 spots left because I only allow 14 people. So you're definitely going to want to call soon to reserve your space there. But I cannot wait to come back to Seattle. And I'll be doing private readings on that Sunday, July the 15th. And again, before we go to callers, so we were talking about Anderson Cooper before we went to the break, and I was surprised that people didn't know. And Jennifer wrote, seriously, I didn't know. And it's okay, Jennifer. I'm not like, how could you not know? What's wrong with you?
How dare you not know that?
I just thought it was like kind of public knowledge. And now I think of like all the other people that I think everybody knows about, but I guess they don't. So that's why it's good for him to have come out of the closet. Hey guys, if you want a reading, my number 1-800-930-2819. Again, that number 1-800-930-2819. And we're going to go straight to our first caller, I believe, who is...
Benny?
Let's do this. Actually, Brian's typing it in right now. What do you think, Brian? Well, he's not listening here. Let's just do random. How's that for this last day? All right, let's take Monica calling in from Toronto.
Totally random, Monica. For all I know, you could be a serial killer, but we're going to trust you. How are you?
Monica? Hey, where are you? All right, let's try this one. Monica, how about now?
Monica, I totally randomly love you.
There we go.
Hey, Monica, how are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm terrific. What can I help you with?
I would love a reading and some direction from you. I have a fantastic business, a very, very, just a beautiful, beautiful concept, and I'm not drawing in any new business. And I've done and tried everything I can think of, and it's just not sticking.
Well, first of all, here's the deal. Especially in the summer months, you're going to want to put this on the back burner. I don't see much activity happening for you business-wise until about late October, early November. I do agree with you. It's a great idea, but there's something about the delivery and the way that you're trying to reach people that doesn't seem to be working. You have a great creative spirit, and you also have a very wellness and wanting to give back and support people, kind of healer quality, which is terrific. The marketing aspect of your being... that needs a little bit of polishing, which is okay. That's pretty common. I need you to reach out to some friends who are perhaps a little bit better with that aspect to get some ideas of ways that you could reach more people. Because I agree with you. The core idea, concept, and foundation is terrific. It's just how to reach people that seems to be the difference. So here's the thing. Technically speaking, most businesses get quiet during the summer unless you're involved in travel and vacation and something like that. So I would pull back a little bit, kind of reorganize your ducks, but I see things kind of really bursting for you in the month of November. Here's the other thing. You're taking it really personally that it hasn't taken off so quickly, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's the other thing. This is not a personal thing. You're so sensitive, and I appreciate that, and I totally get it. But it's almost like when you talk about it, it feels like a personal rejection. It's not a personal rejection. We just need to restructure how you connect to people. So the sense that I get is you need to look to your community. There are people around you who are better with marketing than you are. So that's something that I'd like you to work on, is reach out to people that know things better. But like I said, I would say around October, November is when I see things feeling better for you. And financially, it's going to be good. This is what you're supposed to do. It's just going to take a little bit longer than expected. Okay?
That's wonderful.
Okay, great.
Are you able to do a little bit of personal insight for me as well? Nothing's
going on right now personally. I would totally focus on business, okay? Thanks for the call, Monica. Hey, we're going to go to our next caller. We've got Christine calling in Seattle. Hey, Christine, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, Christine, you got to be careful with something. People seem to always want something from you. Wow, good Lord. Okay, so you have all these shades of green, which is great. I love that. You know, it's like people connect with you. They really like you. It's really easy to want to be friends with you. It's just people seem to like being in your presence. But sometimes people are going to ask for money. They're going to ask for advice, and you seem to have this this like internal struggle with this feeling of obligation that you have to be there for everyone, and you really don't have to be. It feels like in the next 6 months you're working really hard on boundaries. But right now, I got to be honest with you. Sometimes my space feels invaded when I'm focusing on you. And I think you need to be a little bit more aware of that and have some stronger boundaries. The law of attraction, especially when it comes to your personal life, comes really naturally to you. So making friends, meeting people, getting people to approach you, that will just happen all the time. But you got to be really careful with who you allow in your space and who you really commit to. It's not that I think anyone's trying to like take advantage of you or hurt you right now, but I do feel drained. Does that make sense?
Oh, completely.
Yeah, and you're so nice. Like, I get it, and I love that. And let's be honest, even some of the relationships you've stayed in, it was way too long. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Like, yes, I do get that, too.
Yeah, it wasn't serving you, and I just feel like people always feel connected to you. So I really want you to look at your boundaries. I want you to be a little bit more specific with who you commit your time with, because I think that's going to make you ultimately feel better. If you're starting to feel run down, if you're getting, like, headachy and, like, a little bit of mild congestion, not enough where you wouldn't go to work, not enough that where you wouldn't go out, but just enough that you feel run down, that's the universe's way and your body's way of saying, I'm just giving out too much right now. So what can I help you with?
Wow. Well, you really helped me with a lot of that, because I'm kind of feeling like with work and personal life, I'm in a crossroads right now. And I have a lot of things, a lot of coals in the, you know, a lot of, what do you call that, irons in the fire.
Yeah.
And I'm really, you know, one thing is I'm wanting to publish a book in the next 6 months. And I am working with a man that is way too comfortable with how much I put out for him.
Yeah.
We co-contract and everything, but I have a difficult time. It's not like I'm not outspoken and can't stand up for myself. It's just when people are close to me, I get really like, oh, I have to, you're right, I have to be there for them. I have to do what they can't do. And, you know, really
Here's
difficult.
The thing, Christine. I know you think you're outspoken, and there are certain areas of your life where you are bold and you have strong opinions. But when it comes to feeling taken advantage of, I don't think you express that. When it comes to renegotiating the dynamic of a relationship, I don't think you're expressing that well. And that's something that needs to shift. You're in a romantic relationship as well, right?
Yeah, almost 13 years. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And that, may I say that relationship feels like it needs a little bit of tweaking, like it feels a little uneven to me. Is that true?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so it's not that I don't think it's salvageable, but I really feel like we need to push up our sleeves and have you define how you want to be treated. So here's what I'd like you to do. Sometime in the next week, I want you to take a piece of paper and I want you to carve your life into three different sections: the business aspect of your being, the romantic aspect of your being, and then the friendship/family aspect of your being. And I want you to write 10 things per section of how you'd like to be treated and how you'd like the energy to flow with that other person and or people. And I'd like you to really be in a neutral space and be very clear, because I know you're balanced. And what does a balanced relationship in each area of your life look like? And then we need to keep referring back to that. Like this guy that you're writing the book with, if it's not balanced, it's not a great time for it now to be unbalanced, because that's just going to get worse as it becomes more successful. And the relationship stuff as well, you know, your career is going in a different direction and you're going to need to feel a little bit more supported. And I'm afraid that person's going to feel slightly threatened by what you're working on. And so we need to talk about all this stuff now. Green is always a sign of transformation. It's always a sign of change. So it makes sense that this is where you are. My advice to you right now is to be very clear and how you want to be treated. It's imperative that you're extremely specific. The good news is I see it all working out well. Some of these relationships are probably going to come to an end, but if they do, it's for the highest good and so that you can do better work in other areas of your life. Okay?
Oh, I totally get that, and I totally thank you so much, and blessings to you.
My pleasure. Good luck with everything, Christine. Speaking of relationships that aren't working so well, so guys, Mel Gibson, who keeps popping up like a crazy person, Mel Gibson's stepmother filed a restraining order against him.
That's really bad.
I know. You know what's funny about that is we would all think it was like terrible if it was happening like in a trailer park or a low-income neighborhood. But for some reason, because he's in like a $30 million mansion, he gets away with all of this stuff. And I think it's ridiculous. So according to legal documents, Joy Hicks Gibson says that Mel Gibson exploded on her several times and now she fears for her safety.
Shocker. Him exploding?
I know. It's crazy. The 78-year-old who married Mel's father, Hutton Gibson, in 2001 claims that Mel and his sister hate her because she doesn't approve of the controversial medical treatments that they've been pressuring Hutton to undergo to treat his various ailments. This whole situation sounds insane. And then I read recently, I had no idea Alec Baldwin has a podcast.
He does?
Yeah. And apparently he wants, I know, guys, I'm always up on everything. And apparently he wants to have Mel Gibson come on the show. Is it safe to say that in the public eye, these are two of the bigger names that struggle with anger management, and they're going to do a podcast together that I feel like should be done in a padded room and they should wear gloves?
I think they should invite Charlie Sheen into the mix.
Hey, that's not a bad idea.
Three's
a crowd.
Oh, that David, always thrown in one right under the radar.
Who wants to produce
love
that show, really?
What'd you say?
Who would like to produce that show?
Can you imagine?
No, not I'd at want- all.
I'd be afraid.
I'd have to be behind like a steel cage or something.
Although, speaking of Mel Gibson's stepmom, I would feel, could you imagine? That would be a very scary role to play.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, yeah, absolutely. Hey guys, don't forget I'll be taking more of your calls. 1-800-930-2819. That number again is 1-800-930-2819. We're going to take a quick break. I'm Dougal Fraser. This is the Dougal Fraser Show on Transformation Talk Radio, our last day on Tuesdays. Enjoy these commercials. We'll be right back.
Gratitude asks Sacred Space, tell me, who are you? I would like to meet you and get to know you better. Gratitude responds, I am that which embraces each atom of your universe. I am that which makes your environment vibrate with very high frequency. I am that which attracts towards you all the hearts that you shelter. Wouldn't it be wonderful to allow yourself to bathe in the energy of your own sacred space every single day? Learn how to create your inner sacred space using our Essence of Gratitude Trio, which includes the Gratitude in Action, Actions of Gratitude book, our Essence of Gratitude journal, and our Bungee bookmark, all which emanate powerful vibrations that transform your life in health, creativity, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
Hey guys, it's Psychic Dougal Fraser, and I've got an announcement. Starting in July, the Dougal Fraser Show will only be on Wednesday. How do you tune in? Go to newskyradio.com every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Same show, I'll be taking your calls, talking a little bit of gossip, and all that good stuff. So don't forget, go to newskyradio.com every Wednesday at 1 o'clock and 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I'll see you there.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camino Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camino Island Coffee Roasters.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Fraser is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's the Dougal Fraser Show. Glittering owl. We'll be right back.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. Psychic Dougal Fraser here. I'm taking your calls, 1-800-930-2819. We are going to go straight to our next caller. We've got Barb in Michigan. Hey Barb, how are you doing?
Great, you?
I'm wonderful. So delighted to talk to you.
Oh, me too. I was just wondering, how is my business going? We're thinking about selling.
I would totally sell. Here's the thing. I have two connections when you talk about your business. The heart-centered part of me doesn't want to let it go because I feel so connected to it. But at the moment, it feels like it's bringing more stress than it's bringing more joy. But it does feel like a huge part of your identity. Like I feel really connected to it. And I think you're the kind of person that immerses yourself into stuff 100%. When I focus from a business perspective, more of a mental space, the smartest thing to do right now would be to sell and get out of it. But I have to ask you another question, Barb. Who in your family is pregnant?
Nobody that I know of.
Okay, because they showed the birth of a baby. I'm definitely seeing someone pregnant. You may find out that someone's pregnant very, very soon because it's kind of on the outside, but I see it popping up and I feel really excited about it. I feel like very joyful and connected to it. I know that's not what you were calling about, but I definitely see a baby coming into the family fairly soon.
Is it in my inner circle family or my niece and aunt, cousins and stuff?
I don't think it's in your inner circle family, but whoever it is that's pregnant, you still have a deep connection to them and you feel super excited about it. But I would say it's one step out. So that would be like a niece or something like that. And everyone in the family seems really excited about it. But back to your question, I definitely think selling the business is the right thing to do, but you've been struggling with whether or not to do it, right?
Right.
Yeah. So I personally think now is the time. And the sooner you could get out, the more money. And then I think you'd feel more relaxed and be happier about it. So I would definitely sell. I think that's the right thing to do.
How is my spiritual path going? I've been opening up more and more and getting to see stuff. But how's that working?
Oh, you're so sweet. I love that you even asked that. Everything with your spiritual path seems really good. If there's one thing that I know about you, you're very committed heart-wise, and that just means you're open and receptive and all that stuff is good. So what I would do right now is kind of transition out of the work world so that you can focus more on those things that bring you joy and make your heart sing, like spirituality and all that good stuff. But as far as I can tell, everything with your spiritual path looks terrific. Okay, Barb? Thanks so much for the call.
I greatly appreciate this.
My pleasure. Thanks, Barb. Okay, guys, we're going to go next to Raul in Seattle. Raul, I've talked to you before, have I not?
Yeah, you have. Very good. Hey, I can't wait to see you in Seattle in a few days.
Oh, I'm so excited. So, Raul, now this is where I'm like completely weird in the fact that I remember this. Did we not talk about you going into business with a friend of yours?
That hasn't happened yet.
Okay.
You're right about that.
Okay,
it hasn't happened yet. That's part of the deal.
Here's the weird thing. I can never tell if I remember this or I still see it, but the minute I saw your name, that popped up again. So here's the deal. Business-wise, I feel a little anxious, but, you know, I always talk about this on the show. Anxiety and excitement kind of feel exactly the same. So it feels good to me. Like, I feel like the tide is shifting. I feel like more money is coming in my direction, but I just have to be very specific and a little bit more organized. Sometimes I think when you get organized, your energy gets a little bit frantic, which is normal. I can totally relate to that, but we need to be a little bit more organized. But this partnership, this business thing should be starting really, really soon. So have you discussed it with anyone? Has it presented itself yet?
Not yet. It's very up in the air. I'm very passive about it because I have not. I mean, he's the one putting all the effort on whatever he's doing. If he's the person I'm thinking about, mm-hmm. which is somebody very close. But that's all just developing on his end. In my end, I'm kind of still waiting for everything to develop.
Are you waiting to be asked to participate, or have you actually told him that you're interested?
I've told him that I'm interested. I've told him that, you know, I want to see how things are going. He's currently doing some other things. So he's basically just starting this part of if it's the person they were talking about. But yeah, I told him before that I'm very interested.
Okay, well, I think it's really soon. I would say within 4 to 6 weeks is when you're finally a part of that process. But what made you call today? What can I help you with?
Well, yeah, you know what? I wanted to know how my energy is flowing. I always mm-hmm. like to exercise a lot. I think these things are not flowing correctly, especially with my digestive system. In the last 6-7 months, I changed my diet now and try to get back again. And I'm wondering how is that? Can you read something about it? Can you find something?
Yeah, certainly. I personally think the digestive issues are related to your anxiety because you're kind of in a transition with work right now. You get nervous and then literally get a little bit of a nervous stomach. But my feeling is once this partnership develops in business and you feel a little bit more stable, then the physical body comes into ease. But from what I can tell from my perspective, you're doing everything that you possibly can. And these seem like really minor things. But once the business stuff is in order, that anxiety that I was talking about earlier kind of subsides and you start to feel much better. Okay, Raul?
That's great. You know, my mom is listening. How are you seeing my relationship with my mother?
Tell your mother I love her. Your mother's good. She worries about you too much, which increases your anxiety, but I thoroughly enjoy your mom. And tell her not to worry so much about her health. Things are good. She's going to be on the planet for a really long time, and she feels good to me. Okay, Raul, thanks so much for the call. Guys, we're going to do one more quick caller. We have got Janet in Seattle. Hey, Janet, how are you doing?
Hi, Dougal. I'm well, and I have a specific question. I've been investigating changing homeowners insurance. I have a 42-year history with one, and I think I was a victim of a rotten agent, and she's gone now. A new one is in her shoes and has made a new recommendation.
Uh-huh.
But because of having trust issues, I have consulted a different agent to make a proposal. Do you have any insight on this?
I definitely would go with a different agent, but here's the thing. It's funny to me. Your energy feels a little sad to me. Like I feel deflated would be the word that I would use. I feel a little bit low. So I think your mind right now is kind of focused on the insurance, but I think there's more going on in there. It feels like your soul group hasn't been completely formed. Soul group are people that we really feel like we can trust, we can show all of our true colors to, that we can connect with. And I really feel like I'm searching for a community where I feel safe to be my most authentic self. And it's interesting to me because people are always drawn to you. I talked about this with a caller earlier. Like, it doesn't seem like you have a hard time attracting people to you, but it does feel like you have a hard time depending on other people. And I know you called about the insurance thing, but part of what I think you're working on in the next year is like establishing more intimacy with people. Even though I see people in your life, I feel kind of lonely. I feel kind of alone. I feel disconnected. And I feel like we have to work a little bit harder on being able to depend on people, feeling connected to them. Does that make sense?
Well, I'll give you what might be a backstory. I am finding that I'm a senior citizen, and that the younger people, the ones that are in their 20s to right around 30 now, I have no reason to think they don't love Aunt Jen, but they communicate via Facebook and Twitter and things that I don't do. So
yeah.
I'm sort of
and there's no intimacy
well to be
there.
In touch with my extended family.
Yeah.
Do I have to take up something I have no interest in doing?
Well, that's a really good question, and I love that you giggle about that. I agree with you. I think we are kind of in a climate right now where a text message counts as a phone call to people, and I don't think it does. Or, you know, you write on somebody's wall, happy birthday, and sure, it's easy, but it's like the easiest thing to do. I would meet them halfway for two reasons. It's important to keep up with the tide of the shift of technology because you don't want to be completely lost from it. But I think it's okay to say something like, hey, I'm joining you this way. Can you meet me halfway? You know, I'd love a phone call. You know, you can text them and say, call me. But it's got to be a two-way street. And so it would be very easy for you right now to start feeling disconnected and to just pull away and then have nothing with them. But I really feel like we need to strengthen the form of intimacy and just let them know. And you can joke about it and just be like, you know, this wasn't, you know, I would never send someone in my life a text message if they didn't know how to do it. But I do think you have to meet them halfway. And that's part of what you're working on right now, is still depending on people. It's not a personal thing. I think this is how they function with everyone, but I would meet them halfway. I would join Facebook. I would send them a text message and do that kind of stuff. But you got to ask them to reach out to you as well. And I think when you do that and they see that you're trying to make effort, that's going to build more harmony and more balance, and it's going to make you feel better. They may not reach out as much as you'd like in the same way, but I do think they'll notice it. That's the whole thing for you, Janet. This whole thing for you in the next year is about establishing more intimacy. And it's okay. I feel like part of my job today is to give you permission that it's okay to say what you need to feel more connected with people. It's a two-way street, okay?
Thank you for the input.
You're welcome. Thanks, Janet. I hope you have a great day. Guys, we're going to take one more quick caller. We've got Allison calling from Ontario. Hey, Allison, how are you doing?
I'm good.
You seem worried about money.
Pardon?
You seem worried about money.
All the time, usually.
Here's the funny part. Even if you had $10 million, I still think you'd check your bank account every day. Like, I just think...
Well, wouldn't you, Dougal? I'm
no, if I had $10 million, really? I'd be on the yacht saying I've got people for that.
Oh, okay, good call.
But I do feel like, Allison, you got to be careful with that. I usually don't do past life stuff before, but you definitely have some, like, subconscious poverty consciousness stuff that I think comes from other lifetimes that you have to be really careful about. So I want you to be working with affirmations right now about being abundant. For some reason, your income doesn't feel steady. It feels like it changes a lot, but it always seems to come through and everything seems to work out. And you will get to a point in your life where you have more surplus and you don't have to worry so much. But I don't want you to focus so much on money right now. I really want you to focus on the concept of abundance. You know, abundance meaning, you know, great space, friends, love, a great personality. Like you do have great things in your life. The more we can focus on abundance and affirming that abundance is in your life, the easier things will go financially. But what can I help you with?
Oh, well, thank you for that.
Sure.
I have a surgery coming up, and I'm just wondering if it's going to be my last surgery.
Yes.
For this particular problem, am I going to be happy?
Are you
going to
be happy
of it?
Okay, so I would say that you are. It doesn't feel like a perfect 100% full recovery. But you do seem happy with it, and it does seem the last surgery. And the word that I'm going to use is that you feel like you're finally at peace with it, and that's what's most important. So I would say yes, last surgery. It doesn't feel like it's like 100% back to normal, 100% back, but you do seem at peace with it and pleased with the outcome and the progress, okay?
Oh, perfect.
Okay, great. Well, have a great day. Thank you so much for the call. Hey, guys, when we come back, hot topic I want to talk about. Spanking your children. Pro? Con? What are your thoughts on it? I was spanked. I've got stories to talk about that. Dad, I hope you're not listening. I want to know what Benny's thoughts are. Guys, this is Dougal Fraser. This is The Dougal Fraser Show. I'll be right back.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy free.
Hey guys, it's Psychic Dougal Fraser, and I've got an announcement. Starting in July, the Dougal Fraser Show will only be on Wednesday. How do you tune in? Go to NewSkyRadio.com every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Same show, I'll be taking your calls, talking a little bit of gossip, and all that good stuff. So don't forget, go to NewSkyRadio.com every Wednesday at 1 o'clock and 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I'll see you there.
Tune in each Monday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Elizabeth Anglin Show, your psychic connection to your soul's path. Elizabeth takes you to the Universal Etheric Space Library, where soul records and life lesson plans are stored. This live call-in show will help you decide what your life plan is through the help of your guides and guardian angels. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 1-888-640-4893 to schedule your reading with psychic medium, animal communicator, Elizabeth Anglin.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Oh, man.
Let's get it, let's get it. Gotta love the life that we live in.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the show. Psychic Jugal Fraser here. That was Benny playing the audio from my zipline experience, which was literally almost a year ago, because that was around your, that was on your birthday, right, David? That was me cursing like a sailor in front of families and children because I was petrified.
I find that was hilarious still, as David just giggling his little butt off in the back. Like, just get all, and he's holding the camera, right? Like,
Well, I think every time I say that I have a fear of heights, David's kind of like, do you really have a fear of heights? Like, and that day,
he doesn't, was, obviously.
That day was very, very clear.
You were shaking, I think,
oh,
for the rest
God.
Of the day.
Yeah, you got over it after 10 minutes. Even if I ride in a roller coaster, I'm sure it's because I'm more perceptual and balanced.
Well, hey, we
I
have
think it's your height.
Oh, that yeah, could be.
That's very true, actually.
I cannot I do roller coasters, though. I will feel it for hours afterwards, like literally shaking. It does not work for me.
So then you're not going to do the big Ferris wheel now here on the West Coast in Seattle.
The last Ferris wheel I did was in Bruges, wasn't it?
It was.
And it was in Brussels, and I everybody was having such a good time, and I was practically in tears.
Oh,
and then they do that annoying thing where it feels like the guy knows which little car is scared, and he stopped at the top, and you know, everyone's like, oh, the view's so pretty. Shut up about the view.
Get you down from here.
I don't care about the view. Guys, don't forget, I will be in Seattle on July 13th and July 14th at the East West Bookshop. Come see me. I want to hang out with you. It will be fun. And I'm also doing an online course called Building Your Rainbow Bridge. We have people calling in from all over the world. It's so cool. You can go to my website at You can go to my website at dougalfraser.com and click on the store page to register. It starts on July the 10th. And also, don't forget, this is our last show today on Transformation Talk Radio, but we will be on every Wednesday at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time and 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on NewSkyRadio.com. And again, come the fall, good stuff that I will be talking to you about soon. But let's go straight to it. So, there was a study released that spanking children leads to an increased risk of mental illness. A child who is spanked, slapped, grabbed, or shoved as a form of punishment runs a higher risk of becoming an adult who suffers from a wide range of mental and personality disorders. Among adults who reported physical punishment in childhood, psychiatric disorders were up to 5% more common. Well, first of all, here's the deal. This is a child who is spanked, slapped, grabbed, or shoved. Those are varying degrees. So I'm curious, Benny, you're a parent.
Yes.
Well, first of all, were you spanked?
Yes, I was.
Okay. Often?
No. I learned very quickly not to do the things I did.
And what are your thoughts about it? Like, would you spank the boys?
Well, Lindsay and I have not yet discussed this. I don't know. I think it's...
Get her back in. She was just here during... I want this discussed now.
The boys haven't really gotten out of control enough to the point yet. So, I mean, we
do
are...
Do people spank their kids that young?
Well, that's the other thing. It's between me and her. We haven't really discussed it. I think we should definitely sit down and do that sometime. They're unaware of still their actions. So
yeah, of course.
I don't think it's
spanking would just be confusing.
Right. And then
in my
opinion. Right, exactly. So I think that form of abuse, I don't know. I don't want to say anything yet because I'm
well,
not
sure.
Well,
no, you said it right there. So you see it as a form of abuse, though.
In some, like, with all the descriptions on what this report
is. Is Benny Mather's tongue-tied?
I am just a little bit, because this is a delicate situation.
It's totally delicate. That's why I brought it up.
I've been around it.
Yeah.
When I grew up. So, yeah. I mean, I obviously still think I'm still okay. I turned out all right.
Right.
But I also put myself in those positions to receive it.
Right.
You know, that's my own justification.
Well, I was definitely spanked, and I'm trying to remember, you know, like the worst things. And I know you all listening think he just must have been a perfect child. But unfortunately, I was not. I had a little bit of an issue with talking back. And I just, you know.
See, so I didn't. So, I was scared. Like, I mean, parents are there to guide you and teach you and. You should honor and respect them for being older than you and wiser, you know, but you don't talk back to those. I mean, you know.
I got slapped once across the face, but I deserved it. Well, here's the thing.
Oh,
my mother was having a party and I was acting out.
Oh,
I know
wait.
You're all shocked.
Lindsay's back here, actually. So.
Oh, good, good, good.
Yeah,
Lindsay.
Yeah, okay, grab some headphones, too. Okay. Keep talking, though.
So I was seven and my mother was having a party and I was acting out. You guys are all going to freak out that I did this and I've been to therapy. But I remember her counting, like giving me a warning. I'm going to count to five. I'm going to count to 10. And she went 1, 2, 3. And then I put my hand on my hips in front of my my mother's friends. And I said, well, at least we know stupid can count. And then she smacked me. Now, I deserved that. That is terrible. I totally deserved that. I was being sarcastic. I was testing boundaries. And I get it that she had that reaction. We had issues. Things were going on. But I can't say this because I don't have kids. I don't think that I would spank. I think I would be freaked out by it. I don't think that I could do it. And I remember being spanked and feeling like real shame. Like, you know, feeling so, so terrible about it. So is Lindsay on
yes,
mic?
Yes, we'll discuss
there?
This now live on the air.
Exactly. This is
like
fantastic. Oh my God, I love it. So Lindsay, what are your thoughts on spanking?
We have briefly discussed spanking.
And
yeah,
I must have forgotten about it.
We will not be spanking our children because I don't believe that you can teach your children not to hit when you hit them yourself.
I agree. I mean, and I understand
Well done. See, obviously I was not paying attention. Yeah. We'll give her a round of applause.
I know. Benny was like, I had no idea this has already been handled.
Right.
So you guys are on the same page.
Yes.
I agree.
Yeah. Okay. I agree with you. I mean, I know it. The fact that they have this study that says that it, you know, increases more psychiatric disorders, I think that makes perfect sense. And I think it's shameful. But a lot of cultures, a lot of people, like, they're hardcore for it. And then you remember that video on YouTube recently? This is where it gets kind of weird. I think some people think like a tap or a pop on the bum is like to get someone's attention. But then you see that guy in his yard who, yes, he's technically spanking. Did you see that video where the neighbor taped it from the second story? Oh my God. He is clearly beating his child. Like, I can't think of one thing that a kid could have done to have deserved that. Craziness, but I'm definitely against it. They say that it includes depression, anxiety disorders, mania, drug and alcohol dependency. It's just interesting to see how that stuff is all linked together, but I'm definitely, definitely against it. So now I'm glad to know that the boys won't get spanked. And you can play this for them.
See how fast she ran down the hall to get it because she was listening in her office. I know she's on her way.
As soon as you said, get Lindsay in here.
I think it's the right thing. Now, you'll ground them, yes?
Oh, yeah. They'll get timeouts and they'll learn that there's consequences, but they don't need to be spanked.
Because my sister did this weird thing when they first had their first son where they read this book that children don't understand. No. So like my nephew would be like on the dining room table, like throwing things off the table and the house would be a mess. And my sister was like, you always reinforce positive thought. And she'd say things like, you may get off the table. You may stop throwing those things on the floor. And I was like, why don't we just say, get off the table?
Yeah, or I may throw it back.
Because I do think you can swing in the opposite direction.
Too far.
Yeah, where
I
it becomes sure. very airy-fairy, and it's like you never say no, but then there are no boundaries. Like, in school now, you know, sometimes you don't always win. You know, everyone's a winner and all that good stuff, but I think you have to be careful with that. You know, there has to be a sense of boundaries of what's right and what's wrong. Mm-hmm. And I think most parents, and again, I know I'm not a parent, so a lot of parents are rolling their eyes and say you don't get it. But I think a lot of times when you get to an extreme, that's when you kind of react to spanking because you're at a loss of what to do, right?
We're in agreement. We're shaking our heads.
Okay, good stuff. Well, thank you, Lindsay, for clarifying that. Feel free to email this to all of your families so that they can understand where you guys stand on the spanking controversy.
We'll post it.
Exactly. Good stuff. Guys, again, I can't believe it's our last show on Transformation Talk Radio. I just have to say that it was over a year and a half ago where, you know, I've had all these opportunities in my life where people have approached me to do TV shows and radio shows and stuff like that. And, you know, it's never been the form or the fit that I wanted to do. And one day I woke up one morning and I was like, I'm going to do a radio show. We can be in control of it. And I called everybody that I knew in radio. And the first person who really reached out to me was Dr. Pat. And she was awesome. She said, you know, come on my network, do what you want. Because I was like, you know, are people going to get it? If, you know, can I go from talking about Charlie Sheen to then giving advice to people? This is what I want to do. I want to make it silly. I want it to be fun. I want to have good music. She was so honoring and, you know, carved this space out for us to do what we do best. And I said to David, can you learn how to produce a radio show in under 24 hours? And it was a work in progress and everybody has been awesome. Benny has been terrific. Brian has been terrific. Everybody at KKNW, Dr. Pat, Kim, Linda, Kamisha, there's so many people in the background that you're not even aware of. And it's been such an honor to be on every Tuesday.
Round of applause. Even to you too.
It's been really fun. Yeah. And, you know, now it just feels like we have an extended family. And, you know, we will be back to visit and all that good stuff. And don't forget, for a period of time, you will still be able to hear me every Wednesday on CBS New Sky Radio at 1 o'clock. That's newskyradio.com. That's 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And again, good news to announce soon. I just can't talk about it yet. Guys, I adore you. Tuesdays are still going to be just as fun. I know Dr. Pat is going to do good stuff. I'm Dougal Fraser. Thanks for everything, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Transform. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.